This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Friday, March 28th. God's word for you today is from within. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 7, verse 38 to 39. And it says, "Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given. Jesus came so that you may have life. And the key to this life in God is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who unlocks this life. And this life that Jesus is talking about is a life that flows from within. Very often, whenever we feel we are not bubbly or we need life or joy, we look on the outside for it. Sometimes we look to our possessions. I want to go shopping. It makes me happy. Have you heard that before? Some people go for the bottle. Others jump from one bed to another. For some, it is binging on movies. When I get one more car, I will be happy. When I have a child, you get the first one. Then it became, when I have the second child, my husband will love me. When I have the third child, my husband will love me. When she had the fourth child, she said, now I will praise the Lord. And then she stopped having children. That is why she named him Judah. Genesis chapter 29, verse 31 to 35. Please read. The truth is that there is nothing on the outside that can give you this life that God is talking about. The life God is talking about can only come from the inside. Only the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, since we do not want to get busy with the things of the world, we get busy with the things of God. In the sense that we get to church early, arrange chairs, park cars, sweep, sing in the choir, and join the prayer team. We are doing many things for God, hoping that we will find joy in the process. Sadly, we can unintentionally prioritize a life for God over a life with God. What God wants to impart in us this season is for us to prioritize a life with God. It is this internal reality that actually overflows on the outside, becoming an external reality. When we look at the life of Jesus, the words that he spoke were overflowing from within him. And these words are words to live by. If we check the last few days Jesus spent on earth, the period Jesus had, the last alone time with his disciples, he sat with them and said many things. When a man knows he's going to die in a few days and he opens his mouth to talk, pay attention to what he says because he knows he does not have time to waste. Think about it. God forbid, but what will your conversation be like? Will you be planning the Dubai trip? Even with first-class tickets, that is not what will be on your mind. Many of us will think about our children, loved ones, the people we are responsible for, how to ensure they will be all right. Let us pray. Father, please take away my foolish desires. And let me find life by walking with you. Let me find life by your Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 37. Please read.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.